On FM, online, and on the station app, this is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 26 degrees tomorrow. Johannesburg and Emlahleni up to 25. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu has told the Madlanga Commission that he enjoyed a good working relationship with National Commissioner Fanny Masemola, but the Commission Chair, Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga, questioned why Mqunu did not wait for a briefing from Masemola before disbanding the Political Killings Task Team. Anastasia Makoba has more.
Inside the Commission, the exchange grew more pointed as Madlanga asked the Minister to give a direct answer on who should have advised him before he acted. Mqunu eventually conceded that Masemola was in fact the official best place to brief him.
We all know that you took that decision without asking him to brief you on whether the PKTD should be disbanded. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Mqunu said he believed engagement could have happened afterwards and insisted he remained open to a review or reversal of the directive if necessary. Anastasia Mokgobu for Jacaranda News Watch in Pretoria.
In other news, the High Court in Gauteng has ordered the state to take immediate action to end the obstruction of public health care facilities in the province. Doctors Without Borders rather brought the case. Here's Advocacy Director Claire Waterhouse.
The court ordered the state to take immediate and decisive action to end the obstruction of healthcare access at the Yeovil and Rosettenville clinics. After months of inaction by authorities, while patients without South African identity documents were blocked from entering public health facilities.
She says MSA will monitor how the relevant state actors implement measures to uphold the ruling. And former President Jacob Zuma still has to pay back the money. The High Court in Pretoria has dismissed an application by former president seeking to appeal a ruling on his legal fees. The same court ordered him to repay more than 28 million rand spent on his legal fees in the arms deal case. This comes after the Supreme Court of Appeal ruled in 2021 that the state funding for his defense was unlawful and had to be paid. And finally, we are coming to you live from the Sunbet Arena, where the stage is set for the Jacaranda FM Spa Carols 2025 tonight. The performance and our presenters are standing here around me. You can hear them laughing and getting ready to go on stage. The air is thick with excitement. Tickets are sold out, but you can still tune in to the magic.
We will be streaming the event from jacarandafm.com starting at about 6:30. Head on to our website. If not, follow us on our social media to make sure you do not miss the biggest feel-good event of the year.
That was Jacaranda FM's marketing manager, Leith Smith. I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, enjoy every minute of what's about to begin.